AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are protesters in the streets in Cleveland.
Justice!
A patrolman was found not guilty in the shooting deaths of two unarmed suspects in Cleveland. 137 shots were fired. Patrolman Michael Brillo is white. The two men shot were black. Art McCoy is a community activist in Cleveland.
It brings tears to my eyes to know that, again, justice has not been served. I'm real hurt right now, as many of the people in the city of Cleveland.
He spoke to WOIO-TV. Defense attorney Patrick D'Angelo says the officer thought his life was in danger.
Officer Brillo, as the judge's opinion set forth, risked his life on that night.
This case prompted the Justice Department to determine the Cleveland Police Department had a history of using excessive force and violating civil rights. The commander of international forces, General John Campbell, says the Islamic State group is actively recruiting in Afghanistan, but is not operational there yet. His statement contradicts some Afghan officials who have said the group is fighting in a number of regions in Afghanistan. An oil spill has put a damper on Memorial Day plans in Santa Barbara County in California.
9.5 square miles of ocean have been impacted, encompassing 7.8 miles of coastline that has been impacted from Hondo Arroyo to El Capitan beaches.
Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams says the crews are working over the weekend to contain the oil. The 10-mile-long spill is getting thinner, and officials say more dead animals have been found. Temperatures in parts of southeast India have reached as high as 118. A heat wave there has killed about 230 people since mid-April, about half of those over the last week or so. Forecasters in India say the stifling heat would likely continue for at least another week. This is AP Radio News. A busy Las Vegas interchange has reopened. It was closed because of a magnitude 4.8 earthquake that was centered more than 100 miles away. The AP's Kimberly Pearsall reports other parts of Vegas were virtually unscathed.
There certainly wasn't any damage reported in any of the Las Vegas Strip buildings, hotels, casinos, all the usual landmarks. I did hear that the high roller afterwards was inspected just to make sure that all of their earthquake procedures went according to plan, and according to the company, it certainly did. So a lot of these buildings and a lot of the bridges, of course, are built with that in mind.
The interchange in Vegas was shut down while crews examined a bridge joint that appeared to shift. 65-year-old Angret Rognick is a mom. The teacher from Germany gave birth to quadruplets, a girl and three boys. Rognick already has 13 children, ranging in age from 9 to 44, from five fathers. She also has seven grandchildren. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.